Well, it's 5:27 South African time on this beautiful, mashallah, Thursday morning on our program, As-Safinatu Ilal Jannah. Well, today is the 11th of Dhul-Qa'dah, 1444. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. And let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected teacher, Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this Thursday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 11th of Dhul-Qa'dah, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 26, Surah Ash-Shu'ara, the poets, and verses 160 to 167. As we mentioned previously, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, that in Surah Yusuf, chapter number 12, the chapter on Joseph, the last verse, 111, Almighty Allah informs us in these events and episodes and incidents, these ibrah, lessons. But who will take these lessons? Only those people with true intelligence, true intellect. Today, Almighty Allah is informing us about Lot, L-O-T, Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. His name, Nami, Ismigrami, honorable name is mentioned 27 different places in the Noble Quran. He is the nephew of Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. His father and Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam were brothers. Where was he sent? He was sent to the land of Sodom and Gomorrah. So one side was Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam in Canaan. On the other side of Palestine was him in Sodom and Gomorrah, Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam. So this is his story, event, incident, episode. Chapter 26 and verse number 160. كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ لُوطٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ, the people of Lot, they rejected the messengers and the prophets, because you reject one is tantamount to rejecting everyone. And we are the Muslims, we are the only people on this earth who say it's an integral part and an article of faith to believe in all the messengers and prophets selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people. Yes, we believe in all of them, but their rank and status is different. تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ, Almighty Allah gave some of them virtue and merit over the others. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ لُوتٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ, remember, when their brother meaning in their tribe, so Lut alayhi salatu salam told them, Prophet Lot told them, أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ, what don't you fear? You must abstain from your kufr and blasphemy, shirk, polytheism and idol worship, and this act of yours of sodomy, homosexuality. Inni lakum rasulun amin, and I am a messenger, and I am a man of integrity and honesty. Fattaqullah, fear Almighty Allah. Today's man-made law cannot work in any part of the world, any city, country, continent, because they do not work on the heart of people. So, fattakullah, you need to have that fear of Almighty Allah, based on the love of Almighty Allah, based on the respect for Almighty Allah, and that is what is unique of Islamic law. Therefore, in khalwa and jalwa, in privacy and public, that person who's a true believer, true Muslim, Muslima, will have that fear embedded in his or her inner recesses of their heart. Wa atiun, and obey me, the Prophet, Lut, Lord, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I am not asking you for anything. I want to connect your hearts to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ. I am not asking for recompense and wages and salary. إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Verily, my reward in Fanafia, my reward is by none other except by Rabbil Alameen, the sustainer, nourisher, provider of the entire universe and creation. Now the crimes you are committing, and look at today's world, the LGBT movement, when governments like Uganda or some Muslim Arab government don't want to allow the homos and the people committing homosexuality and sodomy, then they are branded, remember that. أَتَعَتُونَ الذُّكُرَانَ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. What? Hamza istifam. A rhetorical question. Are you going there to the men, Adam and Steve business, مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ, in the creation? وَتَذَرُونَ مَا خَلَقَ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ. And you leave that what Almighty Allah created for you from your spouses. In Islam, it's only Adam and Eve. All forms of sodomy, totally haram. Male to male, male to female, male to child, whatever. All the pedophilia getting on in the churches. And remember today, sodomy with wives. And remember homosexuality, Adam and Steve. All that totally haram in Islam. And when it is Adam and Steve business, اقتلوا الفاعل والمفعول. Authentic hadith in Bulugh al-Maram, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmed. Then when they are consenting adults, it is the death penalty in Islam. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ عَادُونَ. Nay, you are a people who have transgressed all limits and all boundaries. If you study Islamic law, you will find everything of Islam is the natural system. From time immemorial, Adam and Eve. But today's world, you find South Africa, secular countries, democratic countries, they have changed the definition of marriage and nikah. They said person to person. And now they're going next step, incest. Then they'll go to the next step, bestiality. So that is the decadent Western society on the precipice of disaster and leading humanity straight to hell. And Dajjal and the Antichrist also is coming, and he further will then that beguile and deceive humanity. Allah protect us all. What was their answer? Like today's politicians and governments. Qalu, they said, the people of Lot, and they in Sodom and Gomorrah. La illam tantahi ya Lutu. And Lut alayhi salam means to mend things, to fix things up. So if you don't abstain and refrain from this, O Lord, لَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُخْرَجِينَ, then definitely, surely, you will be banished, you will be expelled, you will be kicked out. Is that not what the World Bank, is that not what the IMF, United States, United Nations are telling? They told Uganda, you won't get aid, you won't get this, you won't get... He's not even a Muslim, but he's a human being who's thinking straight. Look at, I've been there 5 times with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. Allah left remnants, relics there. And go to Sodom and Gomorrah. Go to occupied Palestine and see. The land and the sand is telling you a story. It is the lowest, lowest portion on earth as far as altitude goes. The Dead Sea is there. No one will drown there. Nothing can survive there. There's so much salt content there and so forth. So the water is telling us a lesson. The land and sand is telling us a lesson. But who is there to take lesson? So Israel, now they're going to have their bride march. Pride march, remember that? Pride is all these gay characters and that. So now they're going to see big problem because they have these right-wingers and haramis in government and so forth who want to steal the whole of Palestine, basically. So that is what you will see there. So let us go now to news, views and interviews locally, nationally, internationally. India and Israel, both apartheid regimes, both our enemies, majority of them, majority Hindus, majority Jews, our enemies. Chapter 5, verse 82, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودُ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. The last verse of the 6 Jews, 6 Supara, you will find it there. Your worst enemies are the Jews and the idol worshippers, the Hindus. So India, Israel, both apartheid regimes, you can call them terrorist regimes as well. So they're occupying other people's land. So they have signed a deal that 10,000 workers, Indians, will come, and in 3 years, 42,000. So all this is playing to the advantage of the Muslims. When the Muslims come in, the army and the Mujahideen, we don't have to go look for them. They all are there. So you see Allah's wisdom, 42,000 in the next 3 years. UAE is shaking in its boots. You must remember that they announced they will no more be participating, remember, in training and so forth with Israel, America and that against Iran. They know Iran will blow them away in 3 days, 1 week. They'll finish the whole Dubai and Abu Dhabi in 1, 3, 4 days, 1 week. So they're shaking in their boots. Well done, Iran. You also harami, but yeah, you're right. You must put it, give them one to Julab, give them one to laxative. Now listen to this story here. This is happening in South Africa. There is a Jewish school there in Cape Town, and they are the ones, they're very proud about this. They say that after their students graduate matric, and then many of them, we don't say all, they go to Israel to learn Hebrew, to learn the Jewish culture, and then they join the army, and then what they do, Jutla? That's our question. So it means you are going from South Africa, joining the Israeli army, and then maybe you might be killing and murdering our Palestinian brothers, sisters, and children. Is that not so? I mean, it's a valid question. Turn it the other way around. If I want to go, my Muslim brother wants to go to Palestine, then you will be the first people to make a big noise and so forth and so on, that you are terrorists. So are you not terrorists and so forth? You Muslim lawyers, you'll need to look at this. I believe there is one case pending already. So we make dua, all our Muslim professional lawyers, attorneys, advocates, we can't leave this. Remember, we must bring it and make it a big story. No Jutla must be allowed to send anybody to Israel. They want to send, they must pack up and go and stay there. So that is our message to the Jutlas. In Tunisia, Rashid Ghannouchi, I met him also. So this person who's running, you must remember, Tunisia currently, that Qais, Pakka Murtad, out of the fall of Islam and a traitor. So he has detained Rashid Ghannouchi, and he has detained the previous prime minister, president, and so forth. Pakistan, Dr. Afia and Dr. Fauzia met yesterday for 2.5 hours. But look at the American regime. Therefore, I tell you, they are the biggest terrorists. They don't allow them to shake hands. They don't allow them, you must remember, to hug one another. And she did not even know, Dr. Afia, that her mother passed away and so forth. Yeah, so right. What do you speak of human rights? What do you speak of democracy? You are the worst example. You tortured her so much, all her teeth or most of her teeth are missing. She can't even hear properly, my sister, Dr. Afia, because you hit her, tortured her, and remember, you placed her in a hellhole. What about my brothers in Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay? Shame on you, Americans. Remember, hang your heads in shame. Now remember the Pakistan army. They're playing another tune. And the government, Choroki Hukumat, is a government of thugs and crooks, whether it's Maulana or no Maulana. Anybody who's part of the Pakistani government is a crook. Remember that. So they're banning now to take Imran Khan's name on the media. No TV station is allowed to take his name. No newspaper now is allowed to take his name. And remember that, they want to sideline him. And then the military court will try him. You know what will happen. Now listen to this story, what happened there in New York. So a Yemeni student graduated, and then she was giving a speech, you know. And everything she spoke is 100% the truth. She said the settlers have a colonial mentality, and they are demolishing the homes of the Palestinians. They are occupying the lands of the Palestinians. And she could have gone ahead and say they are murdering our children and incarcerating them as well. And the siege of Gaza illegal. So you know what? You find Cruz, or that one guy from America, politician, he says that this is not right, and they call it hate speech. So I'm telling you now, Israel is a rogue, is an apartheid, is a terrorist, Nazi regime, Hitler's children. You are a bunch of crooks. You are stealing there in Palestine. So is that hate speech when I'm stating everything that is the truth? You must remember that Amnesty International called you an apartheid regime. Your own human rights organization, they call you, you must remember, apartheid. The United Nations rapporteur, you must remember, called you apartheid. So what hate speech are we talking about? You must remember that. Chomsky says, you see, he's a good speaker, he's a good thinker. He says, you European Union, you must get free from United States. Otherwise, you will go deeper into big, big problems. Can you believe Bibi Netanyahu is asking the Arab there in Parliament, MK, members of the Knesset, they must join him and so forth. He knows his time is near. And then the prosecution sent a message to him, to Bibi. There will be no plea deal with you, Bibi, until you step down. You got it? So now he just wants to stay in power, because next step will be for him, Trunktu, straight to jail. Turkey, very good move. Turkey will not be attending the NATO summit in Oslo, because there they will be pushing that Sweden must become part of NATO, and Turkey and Hungary are against that. Russia, well done Putin, we salute you. Russia destroys the last Ukraine warship, and remember this, they're just using Ukraine as, you must remember, trial run. Let's see what Russia can do. So Russia is teaching them such a big lesson. Listen to this one, Lavrov, I like him, just like Putin. Russia told the ambassador of United States here in South Africa, You must shut your mouth and mind your own business. We don't speak about you. What you saying and making noise that South Africa send arms and all that to Russia. So you can add, aren't you not sending arms and all that to Israel? Are you not helping them with billions of dollars? Why are Israelis, why are Americans, and why are British never put on the ICC list? All of them are war criminals. Is Bush father and son not war criminals? Are the Israeli leaders not war criminals? Is Blair not a war criminal? You murder 1 million people and you're still smiling? You hang your heads in shame, man. You're a disgrace to humanity. So how Hitler will be remembered, you also will be remembered for that. So well done to that person, the Lavrov, for shutting the mouth of the U.S. ambassador here. The settlers are stealing more land there in the West Bank, attacking the Palestinians with rocks and fire. All this you could go read there in the Haaretz. You will find it there. And United States, last night they came to a deal. They say they're increasing the debt ceiling. So what that means, America is bankrupt. And remember, they just print more and more dollars. If you speak against them, they want to bring their army and so forth, sanctions you. So therefore, we side with Russia. We will side with BRICS. We will side with Iran. All of them, when they're against America and Israel and so forth. So may Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, guide us all. 8:30 to 9, inshallah, today. today will be Brother Abu Bakr Rawat with Mawlana Zahid Khan. Today, inshallah, Mawlana Zahid Khan and myself, between 11 and 12, we're discussing Qurbani, and 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran.
Somebody says, dear Mufti Sab, do the modern Jews know and accept the fact that Nabi Musa was black or African, and did he offsprings? If yes, what happened to them, and where can they be traced, Ustada?
Remember, my brother, that if you study Judaism today, 2023, 1444 Islamically, 90% of them, 80% of them are only Jews by name. They got nothing to do with their religion. And if you study Ben-Gurion and the founding fathers of Israel, they themselves were not believing Jews. Go see and read the books of Ilan Pape and so forth, and see what he says and so on. So we don't speak, we don't give our references, we give your references. So they're not interested in Judaism. They will just use it, you understand, 1-2 times when it's their festival, like Muslims today. So many Muslims don't even come for Jummah Salat, they don't fast, they don't read Salat, nothing, but eat they come, they Muslim, you see. So many like that. So many, majority of the Jews are like that, you must remember that. Second one is this, if you go, write this down, there's a place called there, Ariha, Jericho, and so forth. Nearby there, there's a place called Maqam-e Musa. It's a long grave there. And they say that is where Musa alayhi salam is buried. That's wrong. You must remember that some Palestinians are misleading the Muslims and misleading the tourists there. That's not the place where Nabi Musa alayhi salam is buried. But whatever it is, the Muslims are running the show there. There's a mosque there and so forth. So where is Musa alayhi salam buried? When you study Sahih Muslim, you study Bukhari Sharif, you will find bi Hajri Ramyin, that a stone, be that bi Ramyi Hajrin, that is a stone's throw away from Masjid al-Aqsa. So very near Aqsa al-Mubarak is to make dua to Almighty Allah, he must be buried there. Was he dark in complexion? 100% in Bukhari Sharif is mentioned, like the African, and he had sheepish hair. If you look at the Bible, you study the Quran, you will find that, remember that. Next one, where are they? Today, all these Jutlas here, you must remember, you have the Ashkenazi Jews, and you have the Khazar Jews, and that. They are not even Jews properly, remember that. What is the definition of a Jew? When I was in Newcastle, the 20 years, every weekend I used to go there to CNA to go read the Jewish report. Hmm. Even though they knew this guy, just come to read that. So remember that, now you get it online. So it went on for months. What is the definition of a Jew? So they say the lineage must go to the mother, then you are a Jew. Others say no, and that is a battle and a big conflict, and the battle and the debate rages on among themselves. They're not interested whether, and they feel ashamed to say Moses was black and so forth. So now they picked up these guys from Ethiopia and here and there and called them the Falasha Jews, but when they want to donate blood, they don't accept it and so forth. They're the most racist and hate everybody else who is Gentile and Goyim and non-Jew.
I've got this brother, Ustad, Yerachmil. He says he's a Hebrew. He's asking you, will Israel ever give back all of Palestine to Palestinians, Ustad?
Not they will give back. We will take it back. And why you say Hebrew? Why are you feeling ashamed to say you're a Jew and a Jutla? So remember, not you will give it back. We're going to give you such a threshing, and we will take it back. Go to the Quran, chapter 17, verse number 7 and verse number 8, and go see what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ When the final promise comes, then what will happen? Then you will see that لِيَسُوءُ هُجُوهَكُمْ The Muslim army will disfigure your faces. وَلِيَدْخُلُ الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةِ And they will enter Masjid al-Aqsa as they entered the first time with jihad. And وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَتْبِيرًا They will crush this pride and arrogance you have. Like you know, Ibn Himar, the son of a donkey. Yo, Ben Gwer, Itimar Ben Gwer says in Aqsa, we are in charge. So all that, we want to see how long you will be in charge. Go read, brother, in Humanity, chapter 17, verse 7. Your time is up, remember that. Today you can't hide things. Everybody knows Israel is an apartheid terrorist regime, because occupation is terrorism. And you have different laws for people. You have apartheid, they're worse than the South African apartheid, remember that. So brother, don't think you're going to give it back. Remember, we're going to take it back. Because we are the owners of Palestine, and you are refugees, and you just came there and you stole and occupied the land. That is what's going to happen. Chapter 17 and verse 7. Let me tell you Jews one lesson, because you don't learn, you don't read also. In Sahih Muslim, in the authentic teaching, preaching of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is mentioned, the time will come, al-ma'arika al-fasila, the decisive battle between Muslims and Jews. And the Muslims will be victorious. Then the Jews, ثُمَّ يَخْتَبِئُ الْيَهُودِيُّ خَلْفَ الْحَجَرُ وَشَجَرُ, they will run and seek refuge behind the trees and behind the stones. The tree and stone will speak, خَلْفِي يَهُودِيُّ فَقْتُلُوا يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ. Oh Muslim, come, even I don't want the jutla behind me. And neutralize him, liquidate him. إِلَّا الْغَرْقَدْ, that except the gharqat tree, فَإِنَّهُ مِنْ شَجَرِ الْيَهُودِ, that tree belongs to the Jews. So now they're planting the gharqat tree everywhere. You see that? They read our Quran, they read our Sunnah, and think they're able to save themselves. You won't be able to do that. Because remember, the Muslim army will come and decimate, destroy you, and India as well. Go open, remember, غَزْوَةُ الْهِنْدِ, authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai.
I see Bobby says, why is it that Israel doesn't use AK-47, Ustad?
They don't have to use AK-47. You must remember, they use weapons of mass destruction. That is what they use. You saw how many crimes they committed? Go read the book written by Anthony. That surname is very difficult. A-N-T-O-N-I. Palestine, what they call it, you must remember that this is the trying ground, the battle, you know, that is just the place where they try their weapons out and so forth. So just put Palestine and put Anthony and you'll get the whole book's title and everything there. So that is where, and then they sell their arms and ammunition to the West, and it's written tried and tested. So that's what they do. That does Gaza for them has become, you must remember, a trial run for them to sell their arms and weapons. So weapons of mass destruction they have.
Ustaz, listen to this question. Maybe Ustaz should advise our non-Muslim listeners. Salamu alaikum. It's me, Tali Tahira. Sorry for not sending questions in your morning show. I had to open a case against the pastor. He made people call me, threatening my family. People coming to my house and wanting to kidnap me and want me to disappear from the surface of this earth because I just have accepted Islam. My question to you, Mufti AK, are we not allowed to choose or follow the religion we want to? She's crying. Tali Tahira, Ustaz.
My sister Tahira, you must remain steadfast. Give us the whole thing. Remember this, your whole case number. Who's threatening you? What's the pastor's name? We got our attorneys. We have our advocates. We have our senior counsel. And we will take this pastor and his church to the cleaners. You got no right to intimidate anybody. You should be hanging your head in shame. One person, one lady becomes a Muslim, and we only invite humanity. We never met her. We never told her. And you can't stick it. And then you tell me you're going to ask questions when I circumcise you, because you're not circumcised. You're only baptized. And then you run away. And now you go to the lady and you treat her like this. Is this what Christianity teaches? Sure. You must give us everything. My number is 071-888-1184. Give us the pastor's name. Give us the church name. And we will lay a charge, remember, of intimidation and blackmailing and so forth and so on. We have our lawyers ready. Even now, against the jutlas, our lawyers are busy. That, remember, that how can the South African government allow, you must remember, jutlas to go there to occupy Palestine and join the immoral army of Israel? We won't take make all the sleeping down and lying down. Remember that we are a vibrant people now in South Africa. We got our own media, we have our own lawyers, not all, but some of them are standing 100% with us. We took so many organizations, they had to apologize publicly, Maulvis and others also, scholars and all. Of course, we will not allow anybody to trample our feet. Remember this. So, Sister Tahira, if you want, just send me that whole document and we will send it and forward it to our lawyers and they will be in touch with you. Otherwise, they just make a private call to me or send it to me. I'll give you some lawyers' names there in Durban and so forth and you can contact them. But the best lawyers I know, if I was sympathetic to us, remember most of. But I got one lawyer there in Durban, senior counsel, and he will help you. You must remember that. In fact, I should take his name. That you go to Advocate Salim Khan. He's in Umslanga and he'll help you also. So inshallah, so you just go to Umslanga, Salim Khan, well-known advocate, a senior counsel, and he'll take your case, tell him he must take it. I said so. And Allahu he'll take them to the cleaners, remember that.
Allahu Akbar. I see Sister Elizabeth, Sister Abigail and Natalie. They're saying, Mufti AK, tell the sister we are with her also.
Allahu Akbar. See, non-Muslims are standing with you, my sister Tahira. Then we got advocate, you must remember the other advocate there, you understand? He's also senior counsel, mashallah. So his name just slips my mind, you must remember. So anyway, but I got him on my list too. Anyway, I'll give you two advocates, both senior counsels. They won't charge you also. It'll be pro bono. I'll speak to them also. So you must go and take this matter. Don't let anybody intimidate you. Yes. We live in a free country. They said best constitution. So we must use the constitution to our advantage. Don't let anybody mess you around.
Ameen, ameen. I see Brother Kurt says, who was Mustafa Kemal Ataturk? How did he become Turkish if his parents were from Macedonia, Ustad?
So you must remember, don't you know how the world works, Kurt? You must remember that you had the Khilafat-e-Usmaniya, the Ottoman Empire that ran, not countries, they were in charge of continents. Whole of Asia almost was theirs. Half of Africa, North Africa, all that was theirs. Half of Europe was theirs and so forth. And remember, go read the lives of Abdul Hamid, you understand, the second. 33 years he was running the country, the Ottoman Empire. Go read about Suleiman the Magnificent, Suleiman Qanuni. 48 years he ran the affairs of the Ottoman Empire. Go read about them. So the West could not stick it, the Zionists could not stick it. They tried to bribe Abdul Hamid II and so forth. And then you had the Young Turks, and then you had the Western people. And how they got Zelensky there, the puppet, he's just there because he's a jutla. So they used him, Mustafa Kemal Ataturk. He said no Adhan, no Quran, women must wear miniskirt, all these things here. Do you know, Kurt, how he died? Do you know? He's 100% murtad apostate. And remember that the last 2 years of his life, all the worms and insects were coming out from his body. And remember when they buried him, the land and the sand would not accept him. Go and ask any person, where's his grave? He doesn't have a grave. They put him and placed him in a marble box. That is what the Allah Ta'ala is showing us. When you mess around with Islam and Muslims, all these characters, you saw what happened to him, to Ari. You know Ari? Ariel Sharon. 8 years Sakarat in the pains and pangs of death. You watch what will happen to MBS and MBZ. If they repent, is a different matter. So that is your story, my brother. Remember, he was a puppet of the West. Until today, remember, everybody knows him, that he was that person. Even burial time, the land and the sand did not accept him. Allah make our akhatima ending on Iman. And next up, we have 6 o'clock news with Brother Suleiman, and then the Fajr Adhan, then Mawla Khalid, 7 o'clock Mawla Zahid, inshallah. Barakallahu fiqh. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.